Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Naglen observes World Bamboo Day. Chief Minister Nipurio highlights bamboo as symbol of heritage and sustainability. State government to revert transfers of 33 teachers from eastern districts. Advisor Hekani Jakalu urges broader CSR investment across the Northeast. And NSF serves 10-day ultimatum to state government to resolve RMSA 2016 teachers issue. Now the news in detail. Naglen joined the global community in observing World Bamboo Day today. On the occasion, Chief Minister Nipurio highlighted the significance of bamboo as a symbol of resilience, versatility, and sustainability. He emphasized that bamboo has long been an integral part of Naglen's heritage, economy, and daily life. Mr. Rio urged everyone to continue nurturing this resource and promoting its roles in livelihoods, innovation, and sustainable development in the region. At the event at Naglen Bamboo Resource Center, Sovima Development Commissioner Temsunaro Ayer described bamboo as the green gold of Naglen, highlighting its cultural, ecological, and economic significance.
For Naglen, bamboo is not new. Deeply interwoven with our roots, our traditions, and our daily lives. From time immemorial, bamboo has been part of our homes, our food, our crafts, our festivals, and even our music. It is rightly called the green gold of our land.
Ms. Ayer lauded the efforts of the Naglen Bamboo Development Agency, NBDA, in supporting artisans, farmers, and self-help groups through training, skill development, and financial assistance. During the event, it was announced that NBDA is establishing a state-of-the-art technology park at the Naglen Bamboo Resource Center to further enhance facilities and create employment opportunities. The Naglen government has decided to revert the transfer of 33 teachers posted out of the eastern districts during a recent rationalization exercise. The decision was taken at an emergency meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nipurio yesterday following mounting protests. The meeting was attended by legislators from the eastern Naglen areas, including Ministers C.L. John and P. Pai Wang Konyak, and Advisor Wang Pang Konyak, Advisor for School Education Dr. Kekrilule Yome, and other senior officials. The Eastern Naglen Students' Federation, ENSF, had launched an agitation on Monday, closing government schools and offices in the districts of Mon, Tuensang, Kifri, Longleng, Noklak, and Shamator. It argued that the rationalization led to critical shortages of teachers, as many were transferred without relievers against sanctioned posts. Accepting the government's invitation for talks on September 20, the ENSF has kept its agitation on hold. Advisor for Industry and Commerce, Hekani Jakalu, has emphasized the transformative role corporate social responsibility, CSR, can play in skill development, entrepreneurship, and livelihood creation across the Northeast. During the Northeast CSR Connect 2025, organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry in New Delhi, she pointed to the stark disparity in CSR investments and urged corporates to invest across all 8 Northeastern states.
According to data of 2022-23, we see almost 29,000 crores is the CSR investment for the entire country. And out of that, Northeast gets only about 650 approximately crores. That is really about only 2%. You know, and the major chunk going to Assam. And so today's request to the companies, captains of the industry was, please think beyond Assam also and the other Northeastern states. Our Honorable Prime Minister always says, if India has to develop, Northeast has to develop because Northeast is India.
Acknowledging factors such as small state size and difficult terrain, Ms. Jakalu proposed a sister state model where high-income states like Gujarat and Maharashtra could partner with low-income northeastern states to foster balanced development. Lamenting that investment summits often fail to lead to concrete action, the advisor urged companies to view Naglen as an investment-friendly state with hospitable and hard-working population. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Naga Students Federation, NSF, has served a 10-day ultimatum to the state government demanding resolution of the long-pending grievances of the 367 RMSA 2016 batch teachers. In a letter addressed to the Chief Secretary, the NSF acknowledged the invaluable service of the teachers, which has played a vital role in strengthening school education and shaping the lives of Naga students. The NSF cautioned that failure of government action within the stipulated 10 days would compel it to begin agitations to safeguard the teachers' rights and assure them due justice. The Naga People's Front, NPF, will hold its general convention on October 21st, coinciding with the party's 63rd Foundation Day. This was informed by NPF Secretary General and MLA Achumbemo Kikon following the party's Central Office Bearers COB meeting today. Mr. Kikon said the COB's meeting followed the September 6 resolution by the NPF Central Executive Council urging Chief Minister Niphu Ryo and the NDPP to unite in strengthening the regional party.
We have passed the whole resolution. We have reiterated what we have resolved in our CEC meeting on the 6th of September 2025. We have appended our strong appreciation to our President, Mr. Abong Bongonor, for expressing his willingness to pave way for a new dispensation in the party organizational setup. We have already decided that the General Convention of the Naga People's Front will be held on the 21st of October here at Kohima.
Mr. Kikon acknowledged the positive response of the NDPP's Central Executive Board to its proposed merger. He said the NPF remains hopeful that when the NDPP holds its general convention on October 18, it will decide to become a part of the NPF. Addressing speculations regarding the party nomenclature and symbol post a likely merger, he said the cock is a symbol dear to all Naga people and both parties are in agreement to retain the same. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Susashan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special service series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has brought about transformation in agriculture and empowered farmers.
Agriculture is the backbone of India's economy and culture. During the last 11 years, the Agriculture Ministry's budget has increased from nearly 22,000 crore rupees to over 1,37,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister has reiterated in his address to the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort that India's farmers are government's biggest priority and no compromise will be made on farmers' interests.
भारत अपने किसानों अपने पशुपालकों अपने मछुआरों के संबंध में कभी भी कोई समझौता नहीं स्वीकार करेगा
To ensure financial security for farmers, the government has launched Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi. For small and marginal farmers, Pradhan Mantri Kisan Man Dhan Yojana has a provision for monthly pension of 3,000 rupees. To provide easy and affordable access to credit, loan limit under the Kisan Credit Card scheme has been enhanced to 5 lakh rupees. Few other prominent schemes for farmers and food security include Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sichai Yojana, Agriculture Infrastructure Fund, Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samriddhi Kendras and National Agriculture Market or ENAM, among others.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has extended significant relief to the bicycle industry, aiming to make eco-friendly transport accessible and affordable for the common man. GST on bicycles and bicycle parts have been reduced from 12% to 5% to promote affordability, accessibility, and sustainable mobility solutions. This rationalization marks a significant step to leading towards cheaper movement and increased bicycle usage among students, fitness enthusiasts, and young professionals. The step is expected to boost the production as well as the nation's economy. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Naglen observes World Bamboo Day. Chief Minister Niphu Ryo highlights bamboo as symbol of heritage and sustainability. State government to revert transfer of 33 teachers from eastern districts. Advisor Hekani Jakhalu urges broader CSR investment across the northeast. And NSF serves 10-day ultimatum to state government to resolve RMSA 2016 teachers issue. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.